It is March 31st, 2026, 7 p.m. Wapatown Advisory Board. Marty Robinson, Justice Court, Rec Center.
We have somebody for the invocation.
Yeah. Can we have somebody?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we join here today to help make plans for our community and make good decisions and healthy decisions for the people of the community. We ask your blessings on all of us and all the people in our valley. Thank you for bringing us together here safely. Amen. Sounds good.
Thank you. Now we'll all rise and for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now we'll have our roll call.
Lola Eager.
Callie Wade.
Michael Abbott.
Judy Mint, Secretary.
Okay. And we'll have, do we need a public comment? We're gonna, yes. Public comment, yeah. The period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. In case you are unable to stay for an item, no discussion or action or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board, council, about an item within its jurisdiction, but not appear on the agenda, you must wait until the comments of public, general public period at the end of the agenda. We'll limit it to 3 minutes. Step up to the podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length, we can do that. Okay, now we need.
Wait, is there any any public comment on agenda items?
Okay. We'll now approve the minutes for November 25th, 2025 meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for the November 25th, 2025 meeting.
Second.
Motion passed. Now the agenda for March 31st, 2026.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for March 31st, 2026.
I second. Thank
you. Motion's passed. It doesn't look like we have any information or planning or zoning. As far as general business goes, the budget request for 2025 and suggestions for 2026 for discussion only.
I gave you guys your list from 2025. This is not for add-ons or anything. We needed, it was mandatory to have this meeting. So as an item, we put this on so that you can start thinking about what you want. I had hoped that Mark was going to be here so that he could kind of tell you, now that he's been in the position for a while, he can give you his ideas of what we have, what we need, and things like that. Since he's not, I'm going to ask him to write up something that I can send off to each of you so you can consider what he has to say with those items. If you want to discuss anything on it now, you can. If not, we can just go on.
I think we can have a discussion on that when we get more information.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That
would
be
great.
Pause for a moment. We do have some information that needs to be given out. We were given this Clark County Family Services. It's called Small Town Big Hearts. says keep children close to home when you become a foster parent in Mesquite, Moapa, Overton, and Lovedale. On any given day, there are 30 children in foster care across the area, but only a few licensed foster homes. When there are no foster homes nearby, children may be relocated far from their schools, friends, relatives, and everything familiar. You can change that. Join us for a foster care information center session at the Overton Library, May 14th at 5 p.m., or at the Mesquite Work STEAM Center, May 16th at 10 a.m., or May 30th at 10 a.m. There is more information if you need a scan code or the website.
Okay, and before I forget, I can record it. We only have had James sign up, so you only have one board member for next year. Allie, I know, is not going to be running.
I will put in if we need people, I will put in for her to, you know, the application.
Okay, then.
Because I know I can't put in for the ballot now.
No, you're too. It's too late for the ballot, but it's not too late to put in an application to be considered.
Yeah.
So I will fax one to you. Not fax.
Email
to you, and I'll email one to you.
Okay.
And anybody else that is interested in the audience, if you're interested in it, give me your email, and I can email one of the tab applications
to you. Get their email.
Tim and Chris, one of them. Get them on here. I don't know if they're allowed that, but that would be great. I would love to fill the spaces.
But you could be.
You could.
Too.
I don't know.
Robert can.
Timothy
McCright.
Yeah, Timothy. How do you spell that last name?
MCCRIGHT.
What's your email?
What?
What's your email, Tim?
Yeah.
When it's working. TMCCRIGHT.
Hold on.
TMCCRIGHT.
A great price.
A great price.
The number four. Everyone.
Hold on. Okay.
The number is the 4 and a 1, and it's at yahoo.com.
Wait, the number is 4.
Every, and then the number
and the,
1.
And then, okay.
Not a spell.
There, 4.
Yes.
Okay.
At
what?
Yahoo.com.
You know what?
No, all I'm going to do is send you the tab application. On that, when you get it, you'll see my email. So if you have questions about it, just call me and email me and I'll get back to you.
Can we email the application back to you, or do you need to email?
You can email. Yeah, you can email it back to me. That'll be fine. It'll have a thing on there that says email it to admin services or something like that. Send it to me.
And there are supposed to be 5 people on the board. So if all of those people get on, there is still one more space. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm stepping out. Yeah, I've been on here for, what, this is my
6 years.
Only 6 years?
That's I think fine. You got a couple more in you.
Right. Ask my husband. See what happens.
But yeah, we will need at least another board member.
Yeah.
I haven't got my marbles together.
When we had everybody here and then the other places, we should have put out the word.
We talked about it.
Bonnie Walker said that she was open to it. But there was somebody else.
I need an email for her.
I might have that. Let's move forward and I'll get you that
again. So we're on to comments for the. Does anybody. Pardon?
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah. Does anybody have a comment, public comment? They can come up and.
I'm always concerned about Natalie.
Here, wait, you have to come up. Tim, you got to say your name and where you live.
My name is Timothy McCright, 1980 West Turvey. I'm always concerned about Lytle Lane. There's only one way in and one way out of our neighborhood. And if there was an emergency, if there's a weather emergency or something like that, we need to take care of that road. There's a lot of cracks in it. At the minimum, I think it needs to be crack sealed. At the very minimum.
Okay.
I think, isn't that area on our...
I think we did put it on our wish list.
Is that a county-maintained road?
It is a county-maintained road.
It's not maintained.
Yeah.
Not very.
Join the group. Would that be, Turvey and Paiute at Ed Clark intersection in Lytle?
That's just the intersection.
Yeah.
All righty.
So you guys weren't here at the previous meeting, but one of the bus drivers came in and explained how it floods right there at that Paiute, Turvey, Ed Clark intersection there.
Is that one of these?
We do have that, I believe.
She's just saying that that's the...
Second on our list to get that.
On that list is the intersection.
Oh, I see.
But if I have his address, I can see where Turvey...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here I see.
Turvey intersects with Lytle Ranch Road then, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just because I can pull it up on the map when I put in a complaint.
So there's, he's just saying it also needs, Lytle Ranch also needs to be crack sealed, the pavement.
Well, that's why, that was all that I put down there.
Yeah.
No, we have the intersection needs to be fixed.
Okay.
All of Lytle...
But it's two separate things that I put in.
Yes, all of Lytle...
I'm just going to put in an in-the-works complaint tomorrow.
Yes.
Actually, Thursday. For what he just told me.
All of Lytle crack sealed.
When we come back on our budgeting, it would be good to get it on our budget list, but Judy will put it in as a complaint in the room, because she said at the town board meeting, like for this meeting itself, she'll put it into the county, just so you know. But it would be good, you know, when the budget has to be done in August, is that when it's supposed to be done?
It's usually in August sometime.
You know, we just...
It may already be on the list.
Because we don't have to...
Well, they don't have a paving list.
They don't have a paving list out here anymore.
I mean, three or four times a year.
Nowhere.
But they don't have a paving list anymore.
There's not an action item or something going on.
They just make it...
We don't have to have a meeting.
Yeah, in the works goes around.
It's good for us to start our budget process early.
Picks.
So it's, it's good to get it on it.
Because I don't think that's really a problem, or it looks like it's this bladed paved.
The one from Turvey Inn?
Lytle, yeah.
Or, yeah, no, my husband did that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was it a proper road then, or is it bladed?
No, we bought the mill chips and put them in and placed them.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about going in, down into the paved part.
Yeah, it is a proper road,
That is a proper road.
Yeah, it's just...
I think last time they did it was
Before I moved in there.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was, last time it was seriously worked on, or when it was paved, was...
Over 12 years ago.
Yeah, it was like early 2000s.
Yeah.
That's why I did that.
Years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Weiser did that.
That was way over there.
Yeah.
So, that's something
to consider. But I will tell you, we have one road on that we've been trying to get done for, I think
a lot of years.
Yes. I mean, like Sims Street.
There's a lot of issues with that.
It has a lot of issues that Lytle Ranch Road doesn't have. Mm. So maybe we can get Lytle Ranch Road done, even if we can't get Sims.
Even if it's just a crash, preserve what you already have.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, do we have any other comments?
Is that for me now?
Yeah.
Where do I start?
You have to stand up and say your name and your address, and then explain what's going on.
Linda Ward, 1780 West Red Hills Avenue.
1780 what?
Red Hill. Avenue. I don't know why they call it avenue. Is it dirt road? Dead end. Anyway, what else did you need?
And then what's
the issue?
What's your issue?
I have two.
Okay.
In front of my property, there's 40 acres, and it's up for sale. And the guy who owns it, Randy Allman, he has a buyer, a potential buyer, who wants to make it solar panels. 40 acres of solar panel. I don't know how I can do that.
Is it 40 acres or 400 acres?
40. 40.
I don't think you can do that on private property.
Well, it's zoned residential.
It's a flood zone too. And it's like this, and it's a garbage pit. But That's right in front of my house that I don't want. I don't want solar panels in front of my house. So I want to keep it residential or vacant.
Now, if it's a zone change, you have to come before us?
Yeah. None of that can happen. None of that can happen without them coming here.
We can't do any of that until they actually come before us. And as the closest neighbor, you should get notified when the meeting is going to be.
If they do decide that. Or I'll let you know.
Yeah, so.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Something like that, if you're considering using it for his own use, does he really have to present it to you?
If it's a residential, so like if he's putting his home on it, and he's putting solar panels on his home? No.
On the home ground itself.
Or yes. Like,
he wants to use them for.
If he's using them on the ground for his home, that's fine. What he had.
They want.
What I'm getting is
the whole 40 acres.
They want to fill
solar
it with acres. Yeah.
Kind of residential.
He's gonna probably try to sell them out.
Yeah. That's what
yeah.
I see.
It ain't gonna happen.
I was trying to get.
Yeah.
That's right next to the Indian reservation.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
That's my shooting range.
All right.
I walk in the door and test my bullets.
Is there anything else?
Yes. Also, when you come off the paved road from the Lida Ranch onto the dirt road.
Perkins,
yeah. That first house on your right is up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come into our place, which is on down past Perkins over Turvey Road stops, and the house over on the right and the left join together, and that road that we used to come in on is private property. So on the other side of the house, when you're coming in on the right, there's a road is called Heiko. And I would like to get that Heiko opened up so that we have a road to come in on, because if that people in the house want to lock us off.
Yeah, there should be. Yeah. We should be able to find out if there's an easement there.
So there is an easement. So when all the flood stuff happened, I got on, mapped everything out because we were trying to figure out where the actual roads are and what's easement and what's private property and all of that. Heiko is an easement. Perkins, part of Perkins is an easement, and then it's private property. Heiko is an easement.
Is it a right of way?
There's a right of way.
It's not a utility easement, it's a right of way.
No, it's a right of way. The issue with Heiko is there is a culvert that has been washed out on Heiko. Huh. So they bladed up to that culvert and then went around and bladed from the culvert out and around. Because they, at that point, and I understand this, on that day, there's no way for them to clean that up because of all the mud and all of that. They have not come back to fix it because now Perkins goes through the private property and it's feasible to go through there. If somebody is to buy that house and put up a fence line, it's not feasible to go through there. And so the people behind will have to go around through Heiko, but that means Heiko needs the
culvert
fixed. I can send you a map.
I was just going to ask if you can do that because I got lost at Perkins.
I know. It goes Perkins and then I believe it's
if you
BLM,
can,
right?
If you can do it as soon as possible because they are out here working on another issue.
Tomorrow morning.
And they are like going to be out here now and then right now working on a couple of issues. So if I can get this in right away, it might, you know what I mean?
Are you in the office Friday?
I'm not in the office. I'm normally not in the office Friday, but I will be in there early this Friday. I'm busy Thursday.
Okay.
So Friday morning is when I have to post this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the other issue that I had before, this was before, was I didn't want Heiko to come through because we were having problems with the drug addicts coming through our properties to hop the fence to go into the reservation because the cops kicked them out.
Yeah.
They were not allowed into the reservation, so all of Lido Ranch was
the
go-to. Yeah. And I was having people in my yard all hours of the night go I even watched them make drug deals right in the middle of the road. And they were coming in on my property and parking on my property all hours of the night so they could go over there and do their drug deals. So that's why I didn't want Heiko going through. And I put a fence up and a gate up across my property so that they couldn't come through there. It says private property. And I even caught them trying to come through the back. So anyway, and then the other thing that I need to express too is when that 40 acres sells, they're going to need, if they keep it residential, then they're going to need the road to
they
come.
They can't keep it residential.
No, they can't keep it.
They can't keep it residential. If they're going to make a solar field out of 400 acres.
Oh, no, what she's saying, it's 40 acres. If they don't do the solar and they're keeping it residential and they're building houses there, they're going to need a right-of-way to get there, which would be Heiko, which would be need to be fixed.
Yeah. Either way, bottom line is what you have about that property is hearsay. It's what somebody told you.
The owner.
I can't tell you how many times the owners have told me one thing and done another thing.
Yeah.
So until paperwork, I don't tell anybody that anything's being built anywhere until I have the paper from the county saying that they've made an application like this kind of a thing. When they tell me this, that tells me that something's going to happen on a property.
They can't do nothing until they come through.
They have to go to the county first. They can't.
Even if they put houses on a piece of property that size, unless they put one house, they're going to have to divide and come before.
Okay, so
I have a question.
1 acre.
This is
didn't
just
you say it was
clarification for me. It is zoned for 2 houses per acre right now.
Okay.
So for them to build that, they need to come. They would need to subdivide, correct or no?
I don't know if that could ever happen on residential like that for, because obviously you're gonna sell the power to somebody. I don't know what the whole workup is.
No. If they were just building houses, is what I'm saying. So if they're just building houses,
for a subdivision.
Do they have to subdivide?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
1 house per 2 acres.
No,
it depends on
the zoning, and that property is zoned for 2 houses per acre.
It's residential. Something major would have to happen for them to be able to put a solar farm there and sell the power and all that stuff.
Okay, I was just clarifying. I wasn't sure.
No. I'm going to do nothing about that because there's nothing to do until any paperwork is started. But I will put in, when Callie sends me that map, I will put in. I don't know what I'll put in. I will ask them to investigate what's going on out there and about the culvert that was washed out and see if they're going to get it fixed, if they're planning on fixing it when they do the other work out here.
Yeah, they have. We have put berms around our properties to keep the water from coming through and washing out our properties too. So when they come through, they have to leave a berm there so that because it.
And if it's our normal lake guy, if it's our normal lake guy, we can talk
nothing
about
berms.
I forgot his name.
Well, we learned that.
No, I don't know.
From not about berms, but we know about the county can't do anything on private property as far as flood work or anything like that. So if they do true up that culvert, it's going to be your responsibility to mitigate the water as it goes through your property. They can't do anything on private property like that.
Yeah, but I'm not asking for it on my property. I'm asking for it on the outside of my property.
Is the berm that you have now on the outside of your property?
There's a little bit of one, yes.
Okay. That might change. So you might have to build up the one on the inside of your property. Because they can come all the way up to your fence line and do whatever they feel necessary. So as a private property owner, you'll have to fix it on the inside of your property.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay,
is there any more comments? Okay, then our next scheduled meeting will be April 14th.
And I currently don't have anything for April 14th, but I gave you guys the paperwork on the item for the 28th.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. April 26th.
Okay, we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting then.
What time is it?
7:33.
Thank you.
And that makes sense because the more.
And I want the town board.